سينج صاحبه
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Sayings of Ghaseh Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And inshallah today we will talk about the glad tidings for the Murideen, for the disciples of Ghaseh Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Inshallah you will learn an immense amount of knowledge today, so be with us from start to end. Before we proceed towards the topic of the day, let's make few good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir Fahle Sunnah Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed. I make this intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You can make this intention that you will be with us from start to end. You'll remember what you learn and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, as I earlier said, today we'll be talking about glad tidings mentioned for the Murideen, for the disciples of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. The very first glad tiding which I would like to share with you today, which is a saying of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh for his disciples. Shaykh Huzur Abdul Qadir Jilani Alayhi Rahma says that, I am guarantor for my Murids every affair for his up to 7 generations. And if my Murids, my disciples' sitter gets uncovered in the east, and if I am in west, I cover that. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My dear respected viewers, up to 7 generations, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has given the guarantee. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. For his Murideen. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, sometimes Shaitan can whisper in our mind that this saying of Ghaseh Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, where it is said that if the sitter of my disciple gets uncovered in the east and I'm in the west, then I still cover that. How is it possible? Yes, let me explain to you a beautiful account mentioned in the Holy Quran, because we should take guidance from Quran and Ahadith to understand the asrar of Allah Ta'ala, secrets of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, definitely, because that is the main source for us to attain guidance, and light is there for us. So once we learn that account, that will inshallah give us a clear understanding how can Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh cover the sitter of his murid, even the murid is in the east and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is in west. Respected viewers, I would like to relate this account mentioned in the Holy Quran. That is regarding the throne of Malika Bilqis. The royal throne of Queen Bilqis of the country Saba was 80 yards in length. Now, these facts you should keep in your mind. 80 yards in length and 40 yards in width. It was adorned with gold and silver and with various kinds of pearls. When Sayyidina Sulaiman declined the messenger and gifts offered by Bilqis, and after commanding her through an audit report in his court after embracing Islam. A desire mounted in his heart that before her arrival in his court, her throne should reach him. Therefore, he, alayhi salam, said to his courtiers in his court,
قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَقُومَ مِنْ مَقَامِكَ وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ
Said Suleiman, O members of my chamber, which one of you can bring me her throne before this, that they come in my respected court, submitting? An extremely evil jinn said, I will present that throne in your respected court before this, that your highness terminates this assembly, and I am indeed powerful and trustworthy upon it. Mentioned in part 19, Surah An-Naml, ayah 38-39. Now, respected viewers, after listening to this address of the jinn, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam said, I wish that the throne must reach in my court even before than that. Hearing this, Sayyidina Sulaiman's minister. Now, who is saying? The minister of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sayyidina Asif bin Barqiya radiyallahu ta'ala an, who was blessed with the knowledge of Ismi Azam and was a marvelous friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, said to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, as it is stated in Holy Quran.
قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك.
He who had knowledge of the book submitted that, I will present it in your majesty's court before the blink of an eye. SubhanAllah. Therefore, through his spiritual power, Sayyidina Asif bin Barqiya radiyallahu ta'ala and pulled that throne from the land of Saba to Baytul Maqdis in the place of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. That throne traveled beneath the earth and it appeared instantly near the royal chair of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. After seeing this throne, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam said,
هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم.
This is from the favors of my Lord, so that he may test me whether I give thanks or I am ungrateful. And whoever gives thanks only gives thanks for his own good. And whoever is ungrateful, then my Lord is ever independent, possessor of all excellence. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is proven from this Quranic event that Allah Azza wa Jal bestows his friends with extreme spiritual powers. You can see that Sayyidina Asif bin Barqiya radiyallahu ta'ala an fetched the throne of Bilqis from the land of Saba to the holy court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam in a wink of an eye without moving a single inch from his place. Similarly, several friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla have called many people and animals from far off areas within an instant. All this is demonstration of the spiritual powers that are conferred by Allah Azza wa Jalla to his friends. Therefore, never consider those blessed people, awliya, friends of Allah, to be identical to you, never underestimate the physical power of their organs to be like that of ordinary people. To consider the friends of Allah to be same as ordinary people is undoubtedly ignorance. Sayyidina Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has explained this issue in his Masnavi. Jumla alam zi sabab gumrah shud, kam kase zabbal haq agah shud. Most of the people misguided as they were unacquainted with the friends of Allah. Awliyara ham tu khud pindashtand, ham sariba anbiya barbashtand. People considered the chosen people of Allah similar to them and considered themselves to be the level of anbiya. That's not the case. Many respected viewers of Madani Shell, this account, what I have mentioned before you, this is in Quran. We have heard that when Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam asked that throne to be brought in his court, Allahu Akbar, who was able to bring that? A minister of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. He was wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, not Nabi, he was wali of Allah, friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he was from the ummah of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. And whereas if you compare the zat of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is in the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he is not only wali in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is the king of awliya, and who is in the ummah of the leader of all anbiya, subhanallah, who is amongst the best of all ummas, and who possesses the knowledge, the book which is best of all books. Now, how much subhanallah powers Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would have given to his subhanallah friend and wali, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the way within a blink of an eye Asif bin Barkhiya radiyallahu ta'ala and can fetch that thorn which was 80 yards in length and 40 yards in width. Can you imagine how heavy would have that been? And it was inside the palace and miles and miles and miles away. So within a blink of an eye that came in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. This is the power of the wali of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam's time. Then why cannot we believe when Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gives the guarantee to his disciples, and he says that if sitr of my murid, my disciple, gets uncovered in the east, and if I am in the west and I cover that, why can't we believe that? Subhanallah. Dear respected viewers, the account of Quran is shahid, and it gives us a clear proof that these awliya Allah, these friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they are given special powers by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, subhanallah. And let's now include one more glad tidings about the muridin of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Hassan Ali Qarshi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Hazrat Pirani Pir Roshan Zameen Ghafi Azam Dastagi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that I was given one page which was so big that to the extent that one's eyesight reaches there, and upon that page all my muridin, disciples and ashab, companions until the day of judgment, whoever will be, their names were written. And I was told that they have all been forgiven for your sake. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, what a great glad tiding it is that for the sake of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, all his muridin, until the day of judgment they will be, they have been forgiven. And further, another glad tiding, which is mentioned that Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala says, once I asked from Darugai Jahannam, Hazrat Malik alayhi salam, that do you have any of my disciple with you? He said, no. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, what else we need, subhanAllah. And in earlier program, we also mentioned another beautiful glad tiding that said that, subhanAllah, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala is saying that my murid will not die unless or until he makes tawbah in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, in the end, I would like to request you, try to understand the status of Awliya-i Kamilin, try to understand the status of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, try to increase his love, and if yet you are not a murid or disciple of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani alayh rahma, so try to become murid of Qasi Pak alayh rahma. And alhamdulillah, my Sheikh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he makes us murid in Silsilai Qadriya. Alhamdulillah. But once you become murid of Amir of Ahl Sunnah Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadri, you become murid of Qasi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. If you want that your name is also amongst the murideen and disciples of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, if you want your iman to be protected, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, if you want salvation of this world and hereafter, why not attain this blessing to become murid of Ghawsi Azam alayhi rahma? And you can do that. Go to www.dawatislami.net. You can have an option called become a murid. And alhamdulillah, easily you can fill your details and you will become murid of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh through Amir of Ahli Sunnah. That's all for today. We'll come back with another interesting episode. I hope you must have benefited today. And until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The same Ghawsi Azam, the same Ghawsi Azam, the same Ghawsi Azam, the same Ghawsi Azam.